Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House Republicans have voted along party lines to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The first vote failed last week. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the GOP was able to boost attendance for a second vote to make good on the plan.
House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the vote tally to cheers from Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was away for cancer treatment, returned to give Republicans a one-vote margin they needed for impeachment. The Democratic-led Senate is not expected to do much with the House action. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Associated Press is projecting Democrat Tom Suozzi as the winner of a special election to fill an open U.S. House seat from New York. Suozzi beat Republican Mozzie Pilip to fill the seat vacated by Republican George Santos and narrow the GOP majority in the House. Santos was expelled from Congress last year after being indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud and identity theft. He admits lying about his experience and background in order to win votes in 2022. President Biden is calling for immediate House approval of an emergency foreign aid bill for the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The Senate voted 70-29 to approve the measure overnight, with 22 Republicans siding with Democrats. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut is upset that his Republican colleagues are still wavering over the issue.
Part of this process was to try to find a bipartisan path forward on the border. If that's what Republicans in the House want, then sign me up. I just think I've come to the conclusion that Republicans like to complain about the border, but actually don't want to solve it in the end.
Murphy notes that Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill last week. One of three U.S. Army reservists killed last month in Jordan has been laid to rest. Jillian Virgin from member station WABE in Atlanta has more.
Loved ones and military colleagues gathered at a church about an hour west of Atlanta to say goodbye to 46-year-old Staff Sergeant William Jerome Rivers. He served in uniform for more than a decade and was buried at the Georgia National Cemetery for Military Veterans. A January 28th drone strike on a U.S. military outpost in Jordan killed Rivers, as well as 24-year-old Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and 23-year-old Sergeant Brianna Moffitt. The three were based at Fort Moore in West Georgia. Sanders and Moffitt received posthumous promotions. Services for both are set for Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Julian Virgin.
On Wall Street, stocks closed sharply lower. The Dow fell 524 points. This is NPR. Flight attendants across the U.S. staged one-day protests against 30 major U.S. air carriers today. They're demanding higher wages in a new contract and recognition of the work they provided during the pandemic. The nation's flight attendants, represented by three unions, have been without a contract since 2019. The protests were called a National Day of Action. A private robotic mission to the moon is set to launch tonight aboard a SpaceX rocket. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that NASA hopes it'll pave the way for a manned mission.
The little probe was built by a company called Intuitive Machines. On board are several experiments from NASA, along with commercial payloads, including a high-tech fabric from a sportswear manufacturer. Trent Martin is with Intuitive Machines. He says so far everything is going according to plan.
We're hopeful. It looks like weather is good. Vehicle's good. I think we're going for launch tonight.
NASA is hoping private companies will someday deliver supplies and experiments to astronauts on the lunar surface, but it's a tough problem. Another NASA-backed company saw its lunar mission fail just last month. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed lower on disappointing news about inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 524 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 286 points. And the S&P 500 dipped 68 points. U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly lower, but up 1% in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.